Just before the interview, you mentioned that you're now a U.S. citizen. I'm kind of curious as to what that process was when you came to the U.S. to study. Obviously, you came with a visa and you applied for citizenship.
Well, man, it was one
of... If it was that easy.
I wish. It was actually at the Winter Jazz Festival in New York just a few months ago. There was a round table about immigration and they invited me. And, you know, there were a few people like, oh, yeah, you know, I applied for my visa and then I got the green card. And yeah, and then I my blood just started boiling, just remembering all the stuff that I had to go through. And I did it the right way. And I came from a good family that had means to send me to the States, blah, 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 blah. And it was just incredibly hard. I mean, to begin with, any student from any other country except countries in Africa and certain countries in Latin America, everybody would get their student visas for 4 years for the amount of time that, you know, the degree or the diploma was going to last. And Mexicans would get it for 1 year, and the visa would actually last 6 months. So every 6 months I had to go back and renew it. Then I graduated and I got my first work visa, which is an artist visa, that lasts 3 years, but I had to renew my visas every 6 months. And then finally, when I got the green card in 2006, that was the first time that for 10 years I didn't have to worry about it. But I used to run out of pages in my passport all the time because so many visas that I had to have constantly. And then after 10 years, I had to renew my green card one more time, and then I started applying for the citizenship. And it came in the nick of time, right before Trump became president. So it was like the timing was like superb, I cannot tell you.